Then, of course, my colleagues in Sassari, they had to look at a lot of cells on the microscope. They had to measure the drugs, to count. So this is a huge work. And what they have found, they have divided the groups 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to 9. And this is group 1. The cells moved 0 to 4 micrometer. 2, 5 to 9, and so on. Group 9 was the group which the cells moved 40 to 44 within 1 hour. Okay, the control, we had about 40% of the cells, group 3, which moved between 10 to 14 micrometers, and the others were less. Whereas in simulated microgravity, after 1 hour, about 60% of the cells only moved between 0 and 4 micrometer. So you see, they were moving much less already after 1 hour, or within 1 hour. And after 24 hours, picture was quite clear. This is the control. Most of the cells, this is about 70%, have moved more than 50 micrometers within 24 hours. Whereas on the machine, in model simulated microgravity, about 30% of the cells, this is the majority, only move from 0 to 4 micrometers, and the others less and less and less. So we could show in simulated microgravity that the monocytes in microgravity move much less than in the control. Then we went into space, and this was the protocol, because these experiments on the machine we did to prepare the experiment, but also, as usual, we had to wait for years and years and years until finally we could fly. I show you then in the second last lecture how much time it can take until you can fly an experiment and what can happen in between. But this is now the protocol of the space experiment. We had 2 containers with 6 samples each, one for the space and the other for the 1G in space for the centrifuge. And we launched from Baikonur. We had late access, we had a launch, and then we had a transfer of the Soyuz rocket to the International Space Station. This took more than 2 days. And during these times, both containers were in microgravity for more than 55 hours. Keep this in mind, because this is important. I show you why. This sample would be okay, but this would have been nicer to be launched on a centrifuge, but this was not possible. Okay, on flight day 3, samples were transferred from the Soyuz rocket into the International Space Station. They went into the cubic incubator, incubated at 37 degrees for almost 24 hours, then the samples were fixed. And experiment was done in space. It was stored on board the International Space Station at 4 degrees, transferred to ground by the Soyuz, and then finally was brought back to the lab in Sassari, where they did the analysis. What they have seen, you already see a difference, I guess. You remember the other pictures? This is the 0G sample. This is the 1G centrifuge. And this is the ground control. You see, it's not so nicely as when we did the experiment on ground. Not while, because the cells didn't move here, but it looks different because you always have some compromise. We had to keep these samples fixed for many, many hours until we could do the analysis. Means for days, weeks. And this gives a difference. So there's always a compromise. But we clearly see 0G, the white point are the cells. They didn't move at all. All gold is there. The 1G centrifuge, this black, got this gold cleaned out. And in the ground control, about the same. The ground control, this time, I did in Moscow, because we had to move out from Baikonur I took my samples and then I could use a lab in Moscow. This is the migration tracks. This is single cell, sorry. This is a ground control. And this is a typical morphology of a moving cell, and you see she liked the gold very much, or she or it. We don't know what is a cell. Then the in-flight one, she about the same, a little bit less. And the cells in zero gravity in space, they round-shaped and they didn't eat the gold. Even they would like it. Just from the morphology, we also can say that these cells, the one she moved and the one in microgravity not. But then, of course, my colleagues in Sassari had to do the whole work. Again, looking at many slides, counting many cells, measure the track. And what they found in zero G, 43% of the cells only moved from 0 to 4 micrometer. In 24 hours. And so on, you see all these pieces from the cake. And the medium displacement was 8.1 micrometer, 24 hours. In the flight 1G control, it was a little bit uniform. Most was 14% were moving between 30 to 34, 12% between, where are they, 35 to 39, and so on. And the medium displacement was 41 micrometer. In the ground control, 40% moved more than 50 micrometers. And the medium was 49. So now you see, this is not the same. The 1G in flight is different from the ground control. I told you, keep in mind, these cells, they have been for 55 hours in microgravity before they were put on the 1G centrifuge. And these cells, they have a memory. That's why they were slower. This is known. Lymphocytes have a memory. And this has been shown also by colleagues for other things. So that's why there is a difference. But anyway, again, in microgravity, cells do hardly move, monocytes. Then we made a comparison, flight, RPM. This is the flight, and this is the result we got from the random positioning machine. And this is not so bad. We had 43% of the cells were moving between 0 and 4 micrometer in space. Average displacement 8 micrometer, and on the machine 37% was between 0 and 4 micrometer, average 8.7. This is not much different. This also shows us that we can work with this machine if we cannot go into space. Of course, then we try to publish the results, and then where problems start. Because you have reviewers of your papers and they are quite nasty. First of all, they ask, it's clear the cells are dead. And another, why you did not check the viability in space? There's a measure. There's a color, so-called tripan blue, which we always do on ground to see if the cells are alive or not. But we cannot ask an astronaut to do it. They have to work with closed containers, but the reviewers, they don't know anything about space experiments. So then we had to deliver them more results, and of course we found them. We have pictures, but we made them from cells in the ground control, just normal microscopy, 1G flight and the 0G flight. And what we then know, you see there's a difference. This is the normal, how cells normally look, these monocytes. In 1G flight, it looks more or less like this, but they are small. There are about a few cells which are more round-shaped. And here in 0G, it looks quite different. We have a lot of round-shaped cells. And they have no more this nice thing together. What we then also did, they measured, you can measure with a technique, the surface of cells in micrometer. Of course, you take many cells. And we have seen that in microgravity, the cells are, means in real space, the cells are much smaller, significantly smaller than one shift light and the ground. So we could prove them, they look not bad. They are not looking so happy here, but the cells from the centrifuge, we see they are not dead. Then, of course, they always ask about this so-called viability. As I told you, we couldn't have these experiments or these results from space, even if you would have asked it. Forget it, it's not possible. But we have done a so-called mission sequence test. This means we have done the whole experiment as we did it in space on our nice machine. And there we could show that the cells, the viability is the same in 0G, 1G, on the it's a ground control, and the ground control. But there is something which we could do. You can stain your cells or the nuclei of your cell, also when we get them back, with so-called DAPI. And this also, if the nucleus looks normal, means the cell is healthy, is living, is not dead. And we got these numbers. And you see this 0G 76, 1G flight 81, and ground control 84. And it's the same 0G on the RPM, and these are the controls. So the cells were alive. Then finally, reviewers were happy, and we could publish it. Okay, in conclusion, we know now that adherence, the locomotion or the motility of this adherent monocyte is reduced in microgravity. What this then means, I think this is in the neck. No. Oh, still we have the cytoskeleton. Okay. We already have seen some effect on microgravity on the cytoskeleton of the cells. Vimentin, tubulin, we have seen changed. And we did this experiment with the cells at 37 in space and on RPM, and we also looked at the structure of cytoskeleton. Cells have been fixed, and then we analyzed by fluorescence microscopy after we have stained them for different cytoskeleton elements. And now we always compare what we have seen first on the RPM and what we have seen in real space. So after after 1 hour, this is the RPM, and this is the control, and this is 24 hours. This is now actin. Actin, or so-called stress fiber, and this is the normal picture, how it looks in a control. Also here, you have all over these actin filaments. In space, at 1 hour, you see it's no more such nicely. This more just beneath the cell membrane, more concentrated there. And it's even more expressed after 24 hours. You see, this is the normal control. All over we have these filaments, but here mostly just below the cell membrane. So a clear change. This is on our famous machine. Now in space. Here we did the same. Samples came back, and then they were colored. But one of my colleagues did again. He measured also the fluorescence intensity of these filaments. So this is actin in space. This is black and white. And here, this is in green is actin, and blue is the nucleus. Actin in space, 0G, that is the 1G in flight and the ground control. And we see it again, as we have seen on the machine. In space, most of the actin is concentrated just below the cell membrane. Whereas here, even in the control in flight, it's nicely all over the whole cell, like in a 1G control. And we see the difference here in the fluorescence intensity. We have much less fluorescent filaments in 0G than at 1G and ground control. This is quite significant. There is also a small difference between 1G in-flight and the ground control, and this might be again due to the fact that these cells have been in microgravity before they have been gone on the centrifuge. Now, tubulin, RPM, control, and microgravity, 1 hour and 24 hours. Again, this is a normal picture of tubulin around the nucleus and then spreading out to the cell membrane. Here it's quite nice, the microtubule organizing center and spreading around. When in space, it's no much less. It's mostly concentrated around the nucleus. And also here, we see a lot around the nucleus, and it's different from here. But this, you have to believe me, because we looked at a lot of pictures, and I can show you only two. In space, this is again 0G, 1G in space, and ground control. And again, the fluorescence intensity. In space, you see here quite clearly, it's all around the nucleus. Here you see in the color picture much more. And it's diffuse. Whereas here, we have a microtubule organizing center, and then it's spreading out. Even here you have the feeling it's spreading out in the black and white, but not in the color. Here you see it much more, and also here. And the fluorescence intensity, in this case, there is no significant difference between 0G and 1G, but between 0G and the ground control. And last one, vinculin. Vinculin is another cytoskeleton. Vinculin attaches the actin to the cell membrane. And again, machine, 1 hour, 24 hour, the control. And this is all vinculin you see on the cell membrane. And in this case, it fixes, we don't see it, we see it in another picture, actin to the membrane. And here, you see, here it's going to the outside, as here. Here it's localized below the membrane, just parallel to the membrane. And also here after 24 hours. Now in space, here we took other colors. Vinculin is green, but it's here more yellow. This is a double coloration. We also colored the actin, which is red, and the blue or violet is again the nucleus. Here we have 0G, 1G flight, and ground control. And here we see the same picture. Actin also is below the cell membrane, and the vinculin is around. It's not going out. The same more or less, but here already we have in the flight, no, it's not the same, in the flight 1G control, we have this vinculin going out and fixing the actin. Here we see the actin fibers. And this is the ground control. I must say this is not so convincing, but we have seen other pictures. But this is also going out. Okay, there are changes in all these three cytoskeleton elements. So the structures of actin, tubulin, and vinculin in monocyte, they are changed in microgravity. Okay, this is now the first or the second part of the lymphocyte story. I think we make a break here for about, 5 or 10 minutes.